Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Palestinians mourn the deaths of four more young men killed by Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. Funeral processions were held for 19-year-old Nasser Abu Taim, 23-year-old Ziad Agla, and 22-year-old Ahmed Abu Labda in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. The victims were among the five protesters shot dead in the latest demo from the Great Return March weekly protest. Nearly 100 people were also wounded in the Israeli crackdown. Another funeral was held in Ramallah for a Palestinian man who was killed during clashes with Israeli forces on Friday. The 33-year-old victim, called Othman Ladawa, was shot in the back. Nine others also sustained injuries in Ramallah clashes, and one of them is in critical condition. Well, crossing over to Edinburgh, joined by Mr. Mick Nepias from the Scottish Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Thanks so much for being with us. I mean, the situation seems to deteriorate each week. We have at least 100 people who were injured yesterday, at least four who were killed, and basically, once again, unfortunately, nothing is being said by so much of the Western media. Tell me your take on all of this. Again, we talk about this all the time, but we're trying to get to some type of conclusion. What needs to happen? What needs to happen in order for the death and the lives of Palestinians to get the appropriate attention in order to change the status quo?
I mean, it took massacres in South Africa. 69 people massacred in a famous incident in Sharpeville, 200 to 500, we don't know, killed in a later massacre in Soweto. Before South Africa, apartheid South Africa, was expelled from the Olympic Games, began to have economic sanctions, arms embargoes, even from the Americans and the British, leveled against it for those massacres. We need something similar, and we are nowhere near getting them. So the struggle of the Palestinians is incredibly inspiring. The disparity in power, the determination of the Palestinians to demand their rights, the rights that were recognized by the United Nations as a precondition for even recognizing the state of Israel. Palestinians are demanding that that right of return be acknowledged. They're not going to give it up.
Let me just jump in here. But do you think, because there are some that, of course, the Israelis are trying to stop these weekly demonstrations, but when you compared it just now to the situation before in apartheid at South Africa, and of course the massacres that you talked about, for example, in various parts of that country, do you think that with now these regular demonstrations, that perhaps we are getting closer to an awakening globally of the seriousness of the situation, and that this particular situation now is better than it was before, when nothing really was happening on a regular basis as far as resistance from the Palestinian side?
I'm sure that the martyrs are not dying in vain. I'm sure their blood's like a kind of acid eating away at the very precarious support there is for Israel among the public in Western countries, very, very small indeed. But it's also causing a disgust and an anger, which will find its way through into action. Our governments continue to sell, my government sells sniper rifle parts to the Israeli army while the snipers are murdering large numbers of adults and children. It's difficult to say how this will come out, but it's only going one way. Israel's already a pariah state in terms of how people feel around the world. The challenge is to channel the anger and revulsion. And the images which are coming out of the Gaza borderline between the, what's mistakenly called the Gaza border. It's all Palestine. But the images which are coming out from this confrontation are about incredible heroism, courage, endurance, and on the other side, callous, methodical snipers. One of the children who was killed recently, according to eyewitnesses in Gaza, the sniper, before he killed the child, he shouted through his loudhailer, "You in the white T-shirt, I'm going to shoot you," and then shot the child dead. Mm. So we're seeing these images of horrendous propensity for killing children by soldiers. These people are not warriors in an army who confront another army. They're simply butchers who have overwhelming force, overwhelming power, and slaughter civilians Friday by Friday, and sometimes they have a little snack in between and kill some Palestinians then as well. So what? Right. But what the world is incubating in Israel is not something that's just terribly murderous towards Palestinians. We are going to see that over the years of the regular massacre of Palestinians, something truly horrible has been incubated in the state of Israel, and right. It will come to haunt not just the people in the Middle East, but even beyond.
And hopefully globally people will wake up, especially now that even Israel itself legally basically has put itself in the total apartheid. Legally, it has become an apartheid state. Of course, it was de facto apartheid before, and now that it says officially it's a Jewish state, it is legally an apartheid state. So perhaps the people of the world will rise up to that occasion. Thanks so much for being with us, Mr. McNapier, Sky Dish, Palestine Solidarity Campaign out of Edinburgh.